Kirk Brown, Executive Director for Rebuilding Together, with us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. Yeah, that sun was in my eyes driving here.
Yeah. Don't complain.
No, I'm not. If I'd had an accident, it wouldn't have been good.
Yeah, no, that would not be good. I did see you Saturday at the Habitat event. That was a fun night, wasn't
Fabulous
it?
Fabulous night, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Great event for them.
Rebuilding Together, we'll have some events coming up, obviously, summertime. But right now, good news. Hey, you received a grant.
Yes, we just found out yesterday it was finalized. A grant from the Home Depot Foundation, who is a partner with Rebuilding Together nationally. And they've given us money to do two veterans' homes here in Fremont. We'll be doing those projects on April 25th. Home Depot will supply all the materials and supplies and everything that we need, plus labor. People from the stores in Omaha will volunteer and come out and actually do the work. So
do you already have veterans that you know you're going to work with, or are you still looking for people?
No, for this particular project, we have two veterans.
Oh, good.
Yep. We had to do that ahead of time to make sure.
What type of projects are you going to be doing for them?
So they're things that, you know, it's not skilled labor, so it's things that volunteers can do. So we're doing painting, we're doing some wood, finishing off some wood trimming, a lot of outdoor work, some landscaping, things like that, just to make their homes a little bit nicer looking and safer and healthier.
Good. So we'll be almost like a weekend project then.
It'll be a one-day project. It's
one
Thursday.
Day.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They come in and get it done and get out of here. So, I mean, they're quick.
Nice. Yes. Nice. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Also, you're working with the folks downtown. Got this coming month is going to be a fun one downtown at 505, isn't it?
Yes. The 505 Brewery is a great partner for Rebuilding Together. And the month of April, which is Rebuilding Together month, they take their Lakeside Lager, which, if you're not familiar with craft beers and things, that's probably the most basic beer, kind of like a Budweiser, mm-hmm. Coors, Miller kind of a thing. So their Lakeside Lager becomes the Leaky Roof Lager for the month of April. And every pint that you buy, a dollar will go to Rebuilding Together. Plus, we will have Rebuilding Together pint glasses there that, for a minimum donation of $10, you can have your own pint glass and take it home with you afterwards. So
that's kind of fun.
So
yeah.
We're encouraging everybody to go out and drink responsibly.
I'll say it. Don't get hammered. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hadn't even thought of that.
I'm sure he will let you use that.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to.
I know.
No, we don't want to go that far. In moderation.
Yes.
That's just one of the fun sponsors, though, that you have. In April, that'll make it a lot more enjoyable. People will stop down and enjoy a beer. And,
yeah, you know, and if you've never been to the 505, it's a great place.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to go down. And you only drink Leaky Roof Lager the month of April. Then you can go back in May and try lots of their other good beers.
That's right. That's right.
Make sure you're focused on Leaky Roof in April.
Several projects going on right now.
Lots of them. We've probably got about 40 different projects in the works. I mean, we're really moving. And in addition to the house that we had that we bought back in December that we had the nail tapping for about a couple, 3 weeks ago. So that's progressing slowly. We keep, I think we said that day, sometimes we refer to it as the onion because we keep peeling off layers and it makes us cry. And we've had another layer or two that have caused some tears, but we'll get there. So it's all good.
Yeah.
We've been very, very busy.
Well, and that makes you think, and then you find a solution pretty quickly when you start calling around, it seems like.
Exactly. We've got great partners that have helped us with that and made donations or have donated labor or supplies, so that's been very helpful.
On that side of things, are you in need of anything right now that I know sometimes you'll run into and you need a place to store things where somebody will say, hey, we have a bunch of extra flooring. Do you want this? Does that happen?
Yeah, sometimes. And a lot of times, like, somebody offered us some window air conditioners a couple weeks ago, and we just didn't have a need for that.
Yeah.
So we sent them to our friends at Habitat, for the Habitat store. So, sometimes it's difficult. And that's where, we're in the middle of a capital campaign for a new building. So once we have that in place, that's going to give us a lot more flexibility to take those kinds of things, too.
Yeah, yeah. Remind our listeners what kind of projects you're doing for people here in the Fremont area.
So we do homes for low-income homeowners. And it can be basically anybody that qualifies as low-income, but particularly senior citizens. We do projects to make their homes safer and healthier. So sometimes somebody needs a handicap ramp to get in and out of their house, or they can't, they've got their shower in their bathroom is part of the bathtub,
mm-hmm.
and they find that it's not safe for them to, crawl over the edge of the bathtub to get in. And so we do a lot of bathroom remodifications, so that they can walk right into a shower. We do things like HVAC systems, roofing. I mean, there's just all kinds of things.
Yeah, and I would imagine you people that need the work done are not calling. It's probably maybe a neighbor or does somebody?
It's both.
It is, okay.
It's both. I mean, we had one a while back. A neighbor called and the house next door, you know, was an elderly woman and a tree had fallen in on the roof. it was just, we're still in the process of trying to see what we can do there. But it's a horrible situation. And it boggles my mind I've been here 5 months now. The houses around town that need help.
Mm-hmm.
I just read a statistic yesterday that I think they said it's 2.8 million homes nationally are either in poor or extremely poor conditions. And we certainly got plenty of them here in Fremont. And, you know, I go home at night to my nice neighborhood and I look around and it's like, gee, I haven't been in that house across the street for 20 years. I wonder what that's, you know, you just wonder anymore because, I mean, this one house we're talking about is horrible and it's on a major street. And you drive by it every day.
Yeah.
And you would have no idea. And so there's just people that are living in conditions that are, you know, they shouldn't be. And so it's such a good feeling to be able to try to help them out.
Yeah, for sure. If someone wants to reach out, how do they get a hold of you?
They can go to our website, Rebuilding Together PVE, which stands for Platte Valley East. So rebuildingtogetherpve.org. There's an online application there. They can call us at our office. Our phone number is on the website, but our number is 402-727-7047. And just reach out to us. And